This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, giving you the features for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away. All the features there, from the archives to the live streams to the webcam, it's all free. And the main purpose of the site actually allows you to influence some of the stuff we'll talk about here on these very airwaves by coming in there, creating a free account, and then submitting ideas, submitting show prep suggestions like news articles or videos or audio blog posts, etc. Whatever you think is interesting, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy. And then our other listeners will get to take a look at your submission, decide whether they like it or not, and they vote on it. You can vote on things as well as to how you feel about it. And the most popular, the most voted, well-voted stories will make it to the front page and the top of our website. And there's one of them there right now. Though, Mark, coming up later on, you've got something about BP and how cozy they've been with the federal government. But first, Maryville, and I believe this is Maryville, Michigan, or Marysville, Michigan, because we do have a Maryville radio affiliate in Tennessee. I don't believe it's the same place. Maryville, Michigan, where police harass a couple of guys who are open carrying. This is from copblock.org. Rob Harris, 36, Scott Webb, 31, were just enjoying life, then going to a shooting range, dinner, and finally for a stroll in the park, according to the article on thetimesherald.com. It was when they were on their way out of a park, or the park, rather, that they ran into Ron Buckmaster, Maryville's assistant police chief, and two other armed thugs. And according to the article, they were mistreated by the assistant chief, Ron Buckmaster, and are demanding disciplinary action and a written apology. I bet you they're not going to get that. We'll explain what transpired here. There is a recording of the confrontation, and we have some of it to play for you. Between Buckmaster and the two men reveals a heated conversation in which the officer forced the two men to leave the public park for openly carrying holstered firearms. Joy Yearout, spokes bureaucrat for the Attorney General's office in Michigan, said anyone who's not a felon can openly carry a holstered handgun. If it is concealed, the person must have a concealed weapons permit, something that both Harris and Webb have. There are several places where...
So they have a concealed weapons permit. And...
Yes.
There, it's anybody could carry an open carry if they wanted to.
Correct. However, they did not want to show the concealed weapons permit. They did not want to show their identification.
Why should they?
Exactly. Well, they were asking for it. And most people believe that if the cops ask for something, then there's a reason for it that they have to show it. These guys knew better. So as the article points out, there are several places where carrying a gun openly is not legal, according to the bureaucrat, but that list does not include city parks. It includes places such as schools, banks, and churches. An amazing part of the story is back to copblock.org.
Apparently the churches can't handle enforcing their own private property rules.
Silly. Other than the clear power trip of the assistant chief is how poorly the Herald newspaper covered the story. Not once did they mention the officer's clear abuse of power, disregard for the law, and the lack of respect he showed throughout the encounter. And it's not really a surprise that the paper would take that particular position. We deal with that stuff a lot here in New Hampshire, in the Keene area. We've had the newspaper reporting quite a bit recently on some of the middle school outreach that's been going on, and they out and out, maybe it's not a lie, but it sure as hell feels like it when they say that, well, basically none of the kids appreciated that they call us protesters, that the protesters were out in front of the middle school, and they take some quotes from some middle schoolers to prove it. And they completely ignore all the kids that are waving and taking literature from us and smiling and appreciating the fact that we're there. So, I mean, if you read the newspaper and you believe everything they say, then you'd
Which is always a bad idea.
Right. You'd have this very skewed viewpoint of what's really going on. And so the same thing happened here in Marysville, Michigan. So when the two men are first engaged by the assistant police chief, Buckmaster, the wannabe gang leader, as Cop Block points out, he insists that for the health and safety of others, we can tell people not to open carry firearms. Now, one of the brothers here, excuse me, not brothers, but one of the friends, Rob or Scott, it's hard to tell which one is which on the audio, does a great job throughout explaining their stance and exercising their rights legally. After stating their points, Buckmaster says, "If I see you here with those guns, then we have a problem." Clearly making a threat, which is the only thing they can do, intimidate. The thugs then break out the, "Well, I don't know you're a felon" argument, stating that, well,
I don't know if you're a felon, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you're a felon.
As though that should matter, right? Like the idea that that somehow having a gun in the hands of a felon, like a felon's gonna open carry, Nimrod, as though the felon having the possession of a gun is the problem. No, anybody committing a crime with a gun, that's a problem. And somebody who perhaps is open carrying a weapon might be able to prevent that.
Yeah, I want to get actually into the audio here. I just wanted to make sure I covered some of it because I cut a couple minutes out of the front where there's like a train going by and there's some stuff there that really wouldn't be too listenable. And so I just want to kind of bring you up to speed as to where we're picking up in this conversation between the police officers. So they're in this this park and they're ordered to leave, and they are not so interested in just blindly following the order. They wanted to have a conversation with the officer about, you know, how is it you can do this? I mean, even by your own rules, it says that we can be carrying these guns. Well, how can you do this? And so he makes some crap up, and that's where we pick up the conversation.
Okay. That's your rule. You don't want to cooperate with me?
I'm not cooperating with you guys.
Please. I'm asking you what the MCR is.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can either leave and go to jail. I don't care.
What are you arrested for? Which law are you going to arrest me for?
Did you hear that pause?
Arrest me for? Which law are you going to arrest me for?
Disorderly.
Disorderly, really? Yeah,
it's always disorderly conduct.
You didn't obey me.
You
did disorderly because you didn't obey me. I told you to go jump in the lake. You didn't go jump in the lake. So you're going to get disorderly conduct.
I told you to strip down naked and smear yourself with butter, and because I'm a cop, you're supposed to do it. I mean, this is how ridiculous these guys are. This is how drunk with power these petty little tyrants can be.
Which law are you going to arrest me for?
Disorderly.
Yeah. I don't enforce laws. Didn't you know that, son?
Disorderly, really? Yeah. Just walking with a holstered firearm.
Well, you're being disorderly because you're not giving me ID.
Oh! So it was.
Then why isn't there the law for not giving the ID? Why don't they? Why don't they have a law for that? They should. Lawmakers should throw out disorderly because the police just abuse the heck out of it.
But no, they're not going to. Lawmakers aren't going to throw out disorderly.
Well,
they love their police.
If you believed for a second that the government is there in order to protect people's rights, then you would believe that lawmakers should throw this out.
Ah, but that's not what they're there for. They're there to help their buddies and punish their enemies, and their police are their little arm that they can do with things to people that they want to. And so they'll do whatever they want. The police will do whatever they want, and the legislator types will not be a remedy here. These guys will not be able to go to the legislature and get any kind of justice from them after the fact, and certainly the courts won't give a flip either, even though later on they point out that, look, you guys are breaking your own laws here. We'll get to that audio here in a little bit. But, of course, they bring out the disorderly conduct. So it was not disorderly until the police decided to approach them and ask them for some identification. So it wasn't disorderly conduct up until the point where they decided they didn't want to go along with whatever the hell arbitrary demands the police came up with. Typical. We continue here.
I don't have to provide ID. I have broken the laws. I'm not driving a car.
Well, and for safety of people here, since I don't know if you're a felon or not, I'm telling you need to leave.
But if he's a felon, I mean, this doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell a felon who's carrying a firearm to leave? Look, if the guy's breaking a law, then you need to jump on him and enforce that law. If not, you're just blowing smoke, pal.
Well, and the guys here, one of the guys really corners this cop a little bit later on in the audio, and he does a really good job. Some of it is just kind of the back and forth of, well, we're not required to do this. Instead of asking questions and making statements, and of course the cop takes that as arguing, which technically it is. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But overall, they do a real good job of standing up for themselves. So we'll talk a little bit more about this. Play the remainder of the audio coming up here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, you're welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you've been involved in a similar situation. Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site for free, including our listening options. We've got live streams available around the clock, plus our listen lines give you an extra way to listen to those live streams by calling in from any phone that can dial long distance. And so if you get free long distance, then you can listen free that way as well. Plus, there's our webcam and our 79 wonderful radio affiliates. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to take a look at those options. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
These days, just like me, most people include multivitamins as part of their regular diet. But with so much stuff out there, where do you start? Let's talk to Mike B. from Hawaii about why New Zealand's Nature B. is better.
Talk about in the nick of time. Okay, let me tell you something. You 100% agree. If you're a regular vitamin popper taking all kinds of stuff, let me ask you a little quiz. How many different supplements are you taking every day? Fistfuls of them, hundreds of dollars a month? Do you know what's in each one of them and how much? Do you feel any better for any of that stuff? And can you tell which of them really work?
Well, I sure feel great now that I take my Nature B every day, particularly because I know that plant pollen contains all the vitamins and minerals I need for maximum energy.
Yeah, I mean, why would you take fistfuls of other kinds of who knows what? Nature B's extra lift changes your day, your mood, it'll even help adjust that attitude. I'll tell you what, we found out, now it's your turn. It's a power pack. All you need are two capsules a day, and away you go.
So Nature B really does boost energy levels. And is there a real noticeable difference?
You look in the mirror and you think, oh, my goodness, look at me. I'm telling you, heaps more energy is the bottom line. Sustained energy, better sleep at night, better digestion. And for your listeners on Free Talk Live, our best deal. 6 months supply of Nature B, only $99.95 plus delivery. That's a good deal already. We're going to bonus you 3 extra months for free. And don't forget, try this at a health food store. Money-back guarantee if you're not 100% satisfied with any Nature B product. Call today to order, toll-free to New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or if you're among the tens of thousands listening to Free Talk Live online, Nature B is there at naturebee.com.
Okay, everyone, come on, be just like me and do it. Give it a call. Give them a call at 1-866-834-8355. Right now, it's 866-834-8355, or click on over to naturebee.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number. We've been playing some audio here for you, and then we're going to go to your phone calls as we roll through this. I've been playing some audio here provided to us by copblock.org. You can go there and enjoy their excellent blog posts that are keeping folks up to date on what's going on with the outrageous police state that is growing up around us here. And the cops basically just allowing power to go to their heads and treating people like garbage. In this case, it's a couple guys, Rob Harris, 36 years old, Scott Webb, in Marysville, Michigan. And they are carrying guns in a park, in a public park. Now, in Michigan, it's fully legal, as it is here in New Hampshire, as it is in a number of places, to open carry a firearm. You don't need a permit to open carry a firearm. But these guys have a permit anyway. However, there are also people who appear to understand their rights and understand that they don't have to jump through every hoop that the cops put up for them, that if the cops are demanding identification, they don't have to show it. And they understand that, and they're standing on their rights, and that really upsets these police, because the police, in this case it's the assistant police chief, they're used to people just doing whatever it is they say. And so when that won't happen here, when they won't identify themselves, the cop trots out the old, well, how do I know you're not dangerous? Well, maybe the fact that we haven't shot anybody. Maybe the fact that we're just here walking around in the park. And as you pointed out, Mark, why would any felon carry a firearm openly? How stupid would you have to be to do something like that?
You'd have to be wanting to go spend 10 years in prison.
Yeah. They're really trying to create laws. The police are trying to create laws, essentially, you know, these arbitrary ones that they are enforcing themselves.
Indeed.
They chose it themselves, said that we don't want people carrying guns in the park. It's legal, but they've decided we're going to treat it as illegal. We're going to hassle the crap out of anyone who does it.
Yeah, law of man,
and,
the law
and
of
violate
moment.
Their rights until they just give in and follow our laws that we just made up.
Indeed, and this is these are the same folks that will tell you when you say, look, man, why don't you just tell that teenager to toss that joint on the ground and, you know, you don't have to take him to jail. We're just following orders here.
Yeah.
We're just enforcing the laws it's handed down to us. These same people will make stuff up. They'll use this this contempt of cop charge called disorderly conduct to get whatever they want
out of
people.
He admits that he's going to make something up here in a moment. Here's the audio.
We're voluntarily leaving. We're not leaving because you're asking us to. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you what. You step back in here with the guns, and you're going to jail.
Under what law? What law?
I just told you, disorderly.
Disorderly. You're just going to make that up?
Yep. Because I... and you're going to jail.
Under what law? What law?
I just told you, disorderly.
Disorderly. You're just going to make that up?
Yep.
Because that's how we do it around here in Maryville. You see, I'll just tell you whatever the F I want,
make
and you'll
squeal.
Do it. That's right. Now dance, Johnny. Dance.
because I don't know who you are or if you're a convicted felon. I have all these people here.
But the thing is, you have no, we need to break them off.
What, but protected from what? Well, we were out at the middle school outreach today. We went back again. We've gone like three times this week. And we've been doing this in here in Keene, New Hampshire, is reaching out to the kids and giving them the School Sucks Project website, inviting them to go and visit that, handing out some of our flyers, that kind of thing. And the cops were there today. They called the cops out a week ago, and then we came back, and they didn't call the cops either time. And the cops were there before we were there. And I was like, what is going on here? And so Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com, also from CopBlock.org, Pete and Adam from CopBlock were already there, and Pete was apparently open carrying. So apparently someone had called the police because there's a man open there's a man carrying a firearm.
There's a man with a gun.
Outside of the school. And so even though Pete wasn't menacing anybody, they apparently called the police out to keep an eye on
They consider it menacing if you have a gun on you and you're just standing there. That's menacing.
Yeah. Well, now, luckily, this is Keene, New Hampshire. And so they had a conversation with the cops and everything was cool. Like, they didn't have to do anything.
I think I've heard that the cops have to investigate. I mean, usually, in Keene, they typically don't do anything other than just say, hey, we were told to investigate. How are you doing? Are you robbing any banks? No? Okay. You
but know. They did stand there and watch the whole time, and there were a couple of the higher ranking cops, and two of my favorites. I like those guys personally. They're really really nice folks, and I do like the fact that we're here in New Hampshire, at least in the Keene section of New Hampshire, where the people that are doing the open carrying activism, which it's not really my bailiwick, it's not my thing, but I support people's rights to do it, of course. Where those people are really, they're pretty much left alone by the cops.
I don't know of any. I can't think of any. Any noticeable incidents?
Never, not in Keene.
In Keene, I know there have been some big ones in Manchester, right. Oddly, which is a bigger city. I don't know if that's it. I mean,
they have trouble out there, but we've never once in the 3+ years I've been here has there ever been an open carrying incident.
And Keene is considered more liberal than Manchester.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Go figure.
So you'd expect it to happen here, but the cops here get that one, and we've never had an issue, and I think that's good. But can you imagine? Can you imagine what would have happened if Pete Ayer were out in front of a school in Marysville, Michigan, with cops like this on duty?
Most states.
in most places where, I mean, the cops would have a conniption if somebody were out in front of their local schoolhouse with a firearm. Of course, nobody's in danger. The danger comes from the people that aren't, openly carrying. It comes from the people that have intentions to harm and are just going to go ahead and do that. They're not going to just tote around a gun for a little while before they finally just decide to start shooting. That seems pretty unlikely, doesn't it? Like, if you're going to go and shoot up a school, you're going to show up, pull out your firearm, and start doing your business, right? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Bring a thing.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-03.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free. One of those is different ways for you to keep in the loop with the program. You can get news updates via your email box, Twitter, or Facebook. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for one or all of those if you'd like. That's news.freetalklive.com. We're going to come back to the audio here in a moment. Let's go to the phones first, though. Joe's been waiting patiently in Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a debate. Which would be the better situation? As you know, fear spreads like wildfire, and the cops and everyone else, government, is using fear. So I was listening to you guys last night about the school sets project. What if you guys would have been standing there in Nazi-looking uniforms with signs that say crush free speech by order of HR 5175 or something like that? What do you think those parents would have been saying to you?
Nothing. They would have been defending free speech.
But would do you think that would wake people up faster seeing something as shocking as that? As
I far don't know, as I love the idea of doing a little free theater.
Having a sign that says school sucks is pretty shocking, apparently, to a lot of people.
I tend to not like subtlety in one's advertising of any sort, simply because it requires people to pay a deeper level of attention.
Well, right. And I don't know if you heard, someone had a sign that said it was supposed to be sarcastic, and it said public school is great or something like that. And it was almost every word was misspelled.
Yeah.
And a student came up and corrected one of the words. He said, that word is misspelled. It's supposed to be spelled this way. I don't remember the exact sign and which word it was. So apparently the kid first didn't grasp that it was supposed to be sarcastic. And second, and then one kid actually came up and said, why are you saying that? You've got all the other signs that say school's bad. Why are you saying it's good now? So many kids did not grasp that it was sarcastic. And this one kid who corrected him obviously only noticed one misspelling out of a whole sign full of them.
Yeah.
So, and you know, these are public school kids. Right. Actually, the first part worries me worse than the misspellings, that a kid is not able to just grasp the concept of sarcasm. These are middle school kids, right?
Yes, that's right. So okay. Ages, 12 to 14, basically.
You would think, it seems to me a kid 15. That age should understand sarcasm.
Excuse me, no. Middle school would be 11. I'm sorry, I'm way off. Middle school would be like 10 or 11 to 13.
I guess I went in where I came from. They don't have middle school. We're elementary straight to the high school.
Yeah, I've come across that problem because one of the flyers that we hand out is the warning flyer, and it says something to the effect of warning: these are dangerous websites, stay away.
Yeah.
And then it goes through a number of the local activist websites.
And some took that at face value.
Some of them, some of them don't get it. It's not immediately obvious to them that what we're doing is reverse psychology. And clearly, why would the people who are here with the signs be handing out papers that say don't go to their own website? So for some people, it's a little difficult to get it through their heads. But maybe then again, those are the people we don't really care that much about attracting anyway. I don't know if I want to just be so cavalier about it, but. I love the idea of street theater, though. I think that's a great idea in general. I mean, I think
it's too easy. Just hearing what's been said here, it's too easy for the newspaper, which loves to paint the Free State Project and Free Keene in the ugliest light it can, to say there are a bunch of Nazis.
But the establishment, the cops and all, they're going to think that you're helping them out when in fact you're really trying to scare the people into seeing that they are losing their. H.R. 5175 is an actual bill they're pushing for crushing free speech.
Well, I've not heard about that. What is the proposal?
The proposal is...
without actually reading it to us.
Well, it's actually very similar to what Hitler, the discriminatory decree that Hitler passed in 1933, that is going to take out the people that oppose Obama.
Going to take them out in what way?
Well, any way they choose. They can put them in prison. They can detain them. They can do anything for prolonged detention.
Is this the national belligerent or enemy belligerent legislation?
Yes, it's very similar to that, yes.
Okay.
It's not that same one, but it's one very similar to it.
Yeah, so where basically if you're saying something they don't like,
that
you could be labeled as an enemy belligerent and then put in a prison cell. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Although I generally support the idea of street theater, I think it's a good idea, getting dressed up in costumes to make a point. I think that's cool. I'm not creative enough to come up with costumes crafty.
There was some experiment, I believe it was federal, that Berlin had agreed to participate in where they put up cameras all over the place. Berlin, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. This is what I understood. And someone was wanting to protest those with street theater where they would have people stand in front of the cameras. The whole idea was to get a dozen different ideas for little short videos showing little things with the founding fathers and, holding up the Bill of Rights and different things like that.
To the cameras, you mean?
Yeah, in front of the cameras and for like half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how long the period of time was, but the idea was that, and then they'd rotate out so that each camera would see the same, would see would see each of the different acts. And it sounded like a great idea. I don't think anything ever came of it.
I hope that some of these people with these great ideas come up here to New Hampshire and implement
them. Well, he was
them.
In New Hampshire.
Right. Just as a general statement,
yeah.
I hope that some people come up and implement them because it's just not right for everybody. Not everybody's going to agree with the type of activism you want to do, but some people will, and those people will likely come out of the woodwork to help you out if that's what you're going to do. When you're here in New Hampshire, that's how it works. If you've got something you want to do and it's not being done, you just announce it, plan it, and people will step up if they think it's a good idea and help you out with it. So 800-259-9231. We'll go back to the audio here. We started the hour out with this. It's from Marysville, Michigan, where a couple of guys who are gun rights activists, they are out carrying their firearms openly in the park, just enjoying a nice day in the park. They didn't go with the intention of stirring anything up or anything like that. They were coming back from some of their earlier appointments, and they just decided to go to the park when the police decided to come out and start something with them, trying to demand they leave the park because, well, we don't know if you might be felons and et cetera, all the usual excuses. So we've got some of the audio here for you we're going to play. And this is from the folks over at copblock.org.
We need to break a law for you to have to even engage us.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I'm not arguing. Please. I'm trying to have a discussion with you.
No, you're not. You want to argue.
Now, when you are making declarative statements like that to a bureaucrat, they are going to take it as an argument, which is why asking
questions is an argument, too.
That's true. If you stand up for your rights, then you're arguing, I guess. If you stand up for what is supposedly your rights under their system.
Right. So anytime you make a declaration about what you believe their laws say, then they'll take that as arguing. You're right, Mark. They could take questions as arguing as well, but it's not as immediately obvious that a question is an argument. So generally good to focus on asking questions, but it's hard when you're under pressure to do that. They do a really great job here, though. Here we go.
Okay. So I don't know what your big thing is. You want to be a big man out here? Walk around with a gun on your hip? Oh,
like you?
Right, exactly.
He said there's only enough room for one big man in this park, boy. He's the one carrying a gun around on his hip, too.
Yep.
How?
He's the one swaggering around telling people what to do.
What kind of cognitive dissonance do these people participate in?
I don't know what your big thing is. You want to be a big man out here? Walk around with a gun on your hip? Oh, I'm cool.
It's legal. It's no different than you wearing a hat or me wearing this collared shirt.
That's legal. This hat can't kill somebody.
Oh, but your hands couldn't kill somebody?
It's not going to debate the issue.
It's no different.
It's time to leave. You see these two on the cross again with handguns? They go to jail.
Okay. I just like to know what we're going to be arrested for.
I told you, disorderly. You won't
walking along without having to bother anybody is not disorderly conduct.
We don't know if you're allowed to carry a firearm. We don't know if you're a felon.
And by law, and I see your point, trust me, I truly do.
Okay.
But by law, you cannot stop and force someone to be a felon for carrying a firearm in the open.
And then my question is, if you have a CCW, why do you want to incite people to come work?
Inciting people? We'll come back and talk about where this goes next. There's a little bit more, and this guy corners this assistant police chief here in a moment. It's really brilliant. More coming up. We'll share that with you and your calls as well about anything. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So it's that simple. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually anything in dozens of categories. There are so many items. Plus, if you're ordering brand new, you can get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their products. And if you go and used, you'll save a few extra bucks most likely. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We're playing some audio back here, and then we'll get back into your phone calls. Playing some audio from copblock.org. They have provided audio of an encounter between two gun rights activists, people who were out in the park for a nice day in the park and carrying their firearms openly in Michigan, where it is completely legal to do that. And the cops came in and decided to tell them that, yeah, they needed to leave the park now because, well, they said so. Basically, even though their own rules, their own laws say that open carry is legal, the park is public property, the cops decided they were going to just make up some law on the spot.
Right. And essentially breaking the law. When the law is that you can when the law is that you can open carry, and a police officer comes up and breaks the law by saying that you can't open carry, they have they've stepped into the role of a criminal. So now, because they are wearing painted in the color of the law, they're stepping up. They're exacerbating the situation. If these guys were to pull out their guns and say, "Get on the ground, officer! You've broken the law. We're taking you to jail." What do you think it looks like? Now, this guy's not by this police assistant police chief isn't by himself. He's got other cronies with him.
Yes.
So then it's a Mexican standoff. Everybody pulling guns, holding them on each other. This isn't what we hired these people for.
You didn't hire them.
Indeed, I didn't hire them, and nobody there, you know, the only people that hired them was the government, but the idea is this government is here to serve us.
Clearly, that's not the case, and in this case, they are clearly there to make crap up as they go along and do whatever the hell they want to do, and you might be right, Mark, they may have broken their own laws here in this case, but they will never be held accountable for it.
I think it's really the role they're performing, or the role they're filling, rather, is keeping people in line and keeping people scared and obedient of government. And when they have the guns and people don't, that helps, you know, that helps to do that. And that's really the role the cops are filling. The public, the premise that's presented is that they're there to protect us, but the reality is that they want to do the easy stuff. They want to just keep people afraid, keep people in a obeying and paying fines and doing the easy stuff versus the things that would actually you know, the things that they're sort of known for are stopping violent criminals and protecting people from violent criminals, but they really don't do very much of that in the big proportion. They look at it proportionately to all the other harassment they do.
Yeah, these big brave cops weren't really doing anything risky by coming up and talking to a couple peaceful guys in the park.
I mean, that's what Mark's point was, I think, was, look, if they were really dangerous, you wouldn't have approached them like that anyway and asked for their IDs.
Obviously right.
You would have taken them down, you know?
So let me continue with the audio here. There's only a little bit left.
And then my question is, if you have a CCW, why do you want to incite people to become more people?
Who's incited? Who's incited out there? No one is incited.
You can incite people, okay?
But who?
I walk around like this every day.
Who said anything?
Well, it doesn't matter.
We said you were inciting people, so people have been incited.
It doesn't matter, okay? I'm not going to debate the issue. We're done talking about it. You leave, you come back.
I would wonder what would happen if people started running in fear whenever cops came around with their guns on their hips.
Yeah.
There's a man with a gun in here. I mean, you know.
Well, like the folks at the Red and Black Cafe did, you know, they kicked their cop out.
You'd be an absolute madman.
Well, the people at the Red and Black Cafe kicked that cop out because he was there and they didn't feel comfortable with him. They said, look, we don't feel comfortable with you here. You need to get out. Now,
I need to read up on that. Where did that happen?
Portland. We talked about it, I think it was last week on the show. Of course, true to form, the Red and Black Cafe. Now, Red and Black are the anarcho-communal.
No. That's market anarchist colors.
Red and black? No, that's commie.
Red and black. You're
red and
right.
black
that's
is commie.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking gold and black.
Gold
right.
and black is market. And so, of course, these commies, Curtis from the show, went over to their Facebook page and started putting stuff on the Facebook page in appreciation of the Red and Black Cafe, because at this point, most of the people on our side of things were supporting what they did. But then the Red and Black Cafe decided they didn't like what his viewpoint was, and so they eliminated him from their page and deleted all of his posts, and which is a very typical commie thing to do because they are notorious for ruling over their internet forums with an iron fist and preventing people from actually having dissenting opinions on their
it's
internet.
It's because they have an idea that doesn't hold water.
Right, it can't be defended.
So
sure, it's just so they're just true to form commies.
But they do
so.
Love to come on to forums that are open forums where the market anarchists allow them to come on and spew their stuff. And so they love to come on there and play
troll
in the sandbox. But they don't want it to go the other direction.
So anyway, let's get back to the audio here. The guy is about to corner this cop, and I want to make sure we get to that.
I'm not going to debate this. We're done talking about. You leave, you come back here with the guns, you're going to jail. You don't want to give me no ID so I can't prove that you're not convicted felon?
Don't have the right to.
You need to go. Well,
so wait
there
a minute.
You go.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If I give you my ID and you prove I'm not a felon, can I carry here?
No.
So what's the difference then? What's the difference?
So just leave.
Nothing, there's no difference. You tell me I can't carry here no matter what.
Let's go.
Time to go.
So you guys want to break the law?
It's time to go, sir.
Your interpretation of law is different than mine. Let's put it that way.
And there you have it. That's what it comes down to. Your interpretation is different, and your interpretation doesn't matter because, well, you know, we're the guys with the guns in the cages, and we're not, there's no accountability if we decide to use those
guns
in cages.
But that's the important thing, is that there will not be any repercussions for arresting them.
No.
I believe they've said that they're, what was the word they used? If you tried to sue them for
sovereign
false
immunity?
Arrest, they said they...
Well, it's not necessarily sovereign.
Not
it's
sovereign.
It's qualified. But
I was trying to think of the word that they used, but basically they can't get in trouble for false arrest for
pretty much
disorderly conduct.
They do what they want.
Yeah, I just love that he cornered his butt with that question. The cop basically that was it. It was over at that point because the cop had been caught in a corner and he couldn't answer intelligently that question. And so, okay, it's time to leave, you kids.
So wait a minute. Okay, let me ask you a question. If I give you my ID and you prove I'm not a felon, can I carry here?
No.
So what's the difference then?
Busted.
Yeah. The one reason that this cop, who this was this petty tyrant, had for not allowing these men to do what was their legal right, was to carry, legal and right, was to carry in this park, was, well, you could be a convicted felon, and we can't have convicted felons stupid enough to wear firearms on their hips out where everybody could find them. So the guy says, well, what if I prove I'm not a convicted felon? Then can I carry here?
No.
I don't care.
Conversation's over.
It doesn't have anything to do with common sense. I don't want somebody carrying a gun on their hip, looking like a big man, which is what he said, just like me.
Right. I don't want you out-bigging me.
Right, so giving up the ID to the cops would not have gotten him anything. It would have just simply have been an obedience mode where he was doing what the police asked in the hopes that he would get what he wanted from them. But the cop had no intention at all to allow him to stay if he passed a little felon check.
The experience shows, in general, that standing up for your rights really works better than trying to
bowing down.
Kiss butt.
Yep. So I just thought that was brilliant, especially how they ended that. Let's go to your phone calls here. And by the way, that was copblock.org that provided the audio. So thanks to Adam and Pete and the rest of the crew over there doing a great job bringing items like this to the forefront. Let's talk to Daniel in Texas, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Daniel.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Census. Okay. I actually had a census worker come to my house last Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And let me preface by saying I got two census forms in the mail, and both of them went in the shredder. And then I got a postcard reminding me to do it, and that also went in the shredder. Anyway, about, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the silver truck pulls up down half a mile's worth of private, 100% private road, and then into a private gate, and then down another driveway to my house. And it started honking the horn.
Oh, I'm sorry. You thought it was your house?
I guess so. it is my house, and he decided to show up unsolicited, you know, so just some guy in the driveway, right? You know?
And is honking his horn in your driveway.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to see him and come out and take care of him, you know.
You're the gal on roller skates.
Hey, hang on. I want to hang you through the news. Can you stick with us?
Yeah.
Get the rest of the story here from Daniel in a moment. Daniel in Texas, the census guy showing up and already being quite rude. We'll see where this goes. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Private property doesn't matter when you've got bureaucrats on your hands. They'll just do whatever they want. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.